Well, obviously, we'd like to keep the Rams, and the best way to do that is to be competitive here. But ultimately, what you're competing for is to be an NFL caliber city. And in order to do that, it's very clear we're going to have an additional facility. And so we're doing that under the six principles we've outlined here. Mr. Peacock and Mr. Blitz have been working around the clock, as have I. I've had three conversations just in the last few weeks with Commissioner Goodell and others. We feel that putting this foot forward and meeting these deadlines is important. And if we do that, we'll be successful.
Governor, what is your opinion of state legislation that's been proposed that would require a general assembly vote or a public vote before bonds could get extended?
Well, I mean, first of all, the legislature gets a vote on the bonds each and every year. I mean, the current bonds and all of the bonds of the state must go through and do go through the appropriations process and have to be approved. And in order to maintain our AAA standard and AAA rated bonds, they vote on those. That's part of the process. So they'll be involved in those in that decision making process. I think it's up to us to put forth a proposal and to meet the timelines that we're involved in here. And today's announcement by the members of labor that they'll work 24 hours a day, straight time, saving as much as $40 million in this project is another way that we can help make any payments that the state might have on those bonds less dollars. But it's also important not to forget the private sector dollars that are involved here and how that helps make this something that's good for taxpayers. So in answer to your question, Jason, I mean, any of the bonds that we do at a level go through the legislature, through the appropriation process, which will give them an opportunity to speak.
How much do you think having this in place will encourage labor to support the stadium project if it goes to public vote or the bond issue that Jefferson City to put pressure on the legislature?
Well, I mean, I think we're looking at this not just as and I think the mayor said it as well as anybody, the fact that this is a football stadium is good and it's fun and it's interesting and everybody here likes football, and if we can get a soccer team, they'll like soccer. But what we really like is that zone between the Stan Musial Bridge and where the luminaire is has not been developed for decades. And there's no other project on the line of this magnitude that's going to do that. We get a chance to transform for the hundreds of thousands of people that cross the Mississippi Bridge down south at Poplar Street, Eads, or at then now the Stan Musial Bridge. They'll have an entirely different view of St. Louis. What they will see is a state-of-the-art stadium replacing what's been a blighted neighborhood. You move further south, as the Arch City River Project has done, they'll see grass all the way across so that you can walk across I-70. I thank the folks now that have already got those lanes lowered. We're now in the process of doing a lot of work there. Once again, the workers of this region hitting every time mark, I should note, on time, on a difficult project, on a difficult timeline there. So we think this is a transformational opportunity economically, so we see it as a broader thing. So I think that by the time folks, and the fact that, once again, failure to do this means we lose the $10 million a year that is paid just to the state in taxes, which helps us defray the costs on the bonds of the current existing dome. Failure to do this, I think, is something that would move us back, and we have a chance to keep that NFL brand and move forward. And I think that regardless of whether you're in labor or business, as you can see by the coalition here, this is a smart thing to do for taxpayers. It's a smart thing to do for workers, that with the announcement by Jeff Abusi today on behalf of the workers of this region will be done more cost-effectively, basically, than anywhere else, and we tremendously appreciate their adding to what's already a project moving forward. We'll factor in. Now, this is a new agreement. So, I mean, this has happened subsequent to that. We'll be meeting to actually factor this sort of stuff in as we move forward. As we were moving forward in this process, Jeff and the folks at the building trades wanted to step up, and we've been discussing with them the best way to do that and just recently reached this agreement. So this was not part of the original analysis on both cost and timing. A couple of things. They went through a whole arbitration process on that. That process has been completed. And as you look forward, we think that clearly in order to meet the standards for the NFL and to be cost-effective in the long run, an outdoor stadium is a more cost-effective way to do that. And at the same time, that frees up the public asset we have as the Dome to be used year-round. I mean, we have, while we had the benefit of an NFL team at the Dome, we have also not been able then to use that facility as much and as much in advance as you would like to. I mean, think about it. You cannot schedule years out a large convention there, especially during football season, because you don't know whether your team's going to play on Saturday or Sunday or Monday or Thursday. And so consequently, it makes it extremely difficult to get 100% value out of that asset. So I think having both of these in play in the future will dramatically expand the opportunities, economic opportunities down there. So the bottom line is that process happened 2 years ago as to whether or not this facility was appropriate. We think this is clearly the best way to move forward. Our conversation with the NFL would lead us to believe this is also the right way to move forward. And at the same time, it fixes a neighborhood, returns that neighborhood, and then on the same side will allow us to have much more flexibility and economic impact out of the current Dome with any changes we might make there.
Yeah.
No, I have not personally. In that, other than to say that we believe that the MLS continues to look for expansion sites. We believe that as you look at that, if you're gonna put together a facility of this nature, there are ways to design it such that it could have a dual purpose. And as the MLS continues to expand, and St. Louis is obviously a hotbed for soccer. I mean, we've all been to some of the most recent games. I was in one at Busch Stadium a couple years ago, sellout. And it's also a sport that brings more and more young folks into the how should we say, the fan arena. So, no, I have not had any specific discussions there, but we do know that Major League Soccer is in an expansion mode. We know it's been highly successful in Kansas City. We know that you need a little smaller facility for that, and I think the designs are taking that into account here as a additional use, both either for an MLS team or for continuing exhibition games and other things that might be of great benefit here. I think it's a smart way to look at how to build a facility, an outdoor facility for the future for the region.
Governor, can you talk about the construction jobs generated by this, and again, numbers on how this agreement is going to impact the timetable and the budget?
Yeah, this agreement makes a couple of different huge differences. And I'm being very conservative in my numbers when I talk about 1,500 workers a day, 24 hours a day, I should note, 3.3 million hours of work. Those are just right inside the footprint of the stadium itself. That doesn't even count some of the affiliated pieces. So we say 1,500 workers a day, 3.3 million hours of work. Jeff said around 45 million is the best estimate. We're continuing to drive those numbers about how working 24 hours a day and getting these projects done more quickly has dramatic drop in cost. You know, the time value money as well as the time it takes to do it, and the commitment by the workers in this room and the thousands of men and women that you represent to work those 24-hour shifts at straight time is just incredible. And I thank everybody for making that commitment. Those are strong, hard economic advantages that come from this. Yeah, David. Anything we can do to continue to show progress, I think, is going to be of assistance to us. I haven't had discussions directly about 2020, so I don't want to comment on that, other than to say that we continue to get faster projections than we had before, more timely efforts. And like I say, this is we're here today, you know, making what I refer to as news, okay? This is, the workers of this region saw the progress that we were making here, saw the importance of this and saw the opportunity, and came to us and said, what can we do to help? And because of the outstanding relationships we've had and some efforts we've done in other very large projects, this is the working men and women of this area saying, what can we do to prove to folks that we want to compete with anybody in the world? So I think that as we're moving forward, that the reason I say that is the momentum continues to build. when you set your deadlines and you meet those deadlines, when you set your cost estimates and you can do things that, that harden those and lessen those as far as the ultimate dollars, that continues to show significant progress in an important area.
One more,
anybody else?
Governor,
yeah.
Okay, so you have said that every effort is being tried to try to keep the Rams here. If that doesn't happen, they end up going elsewhere. Then is this a deal or a plan with the NFL or a particular team other than the Rams?
I mean, clearly everyone clearly keeping what you have, keeping the Rams is the first and would be the priority. But secondarily, really, in what we're dealing with is meeting a NFL standard here. That's why we've been working directly with the league. That also helps us guarantee the necessary private investment that's a pillar to what has been done in these deals. When you look at deals of this nature that were done in Minnesota and other places with hundreds of millions of dollars of private investment, both by the league and the teams, these are the kind of things that help guarantee those in this situation about $450 million, between $400 and $450 million of private investment, which, as I say, private investment for a public asset. You know, $3.3 million of good work paid for with paychecks going into homes all through the region. This is taking an area that needs to be revamped and taking a big effort to do that, especially after the completion of the Stan Musial Span, giving us an incredible vista of the downtown. This is a transformational opportunity, and I could not be happier with the progress we're making and be more thankful for the men and women of organized labor who have stepped up in a substantial way today. Thank you all very much. Great.